In late 2009, Victor-based Krista Development announced it would partner with Morgan Management of Perrenton to redevelop Midtown Tower. The proposed project included luxury condominiums, apartments, and space for commercial, retail, and restaurant use. City Council approved the project 2 years ago, but funding for it was still up in the air. And now Larry Glazer of Buckingham Properties, which redeveloped the former Genesee Hospital building, the Buckingham Commons building, and many others in Rochester, has been named lead developer at the Midtown Tower project. And he is joining us right now to talk more about it. Mr. Glazer, thank you so much, and good morning.
Good morning to you.
Why did you not submit a proposal back in 2009 when the city first began looking for developers for the project?
We actually looked at it, but we couldn't tell exactly how far along the progress would be, when it would be, and we just felt it was a little premature.
So what made you decide to get involved now?
Well, the project has come a long way. The site, the overall Midtown site, is very well spelled out. There's progress there. There's also been a great change in momentum in downtown Rochester. We've seen it over the last few years.
So what are you planning for the Midtown property? Draw your vision for us, if you would, and how it might be different than the plan that Krista put forth with City Council.
Well, our plan is not going to have condominiums in it. It will be all residential, market rate, and affordable housing. There will be a larger commercial component to the building than before. We feel the demand for office space is actually fairly strong in downtown if you give the prospects exactly what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. And why the switch from condominiums to apartments? What information or gut feelings led to that decision?
Well, after talking to other developers, including David Krista, we came to the conclusion that the condominium market in Rochester is still a very difficult market. It's early in the game. There's not been a lot of success stories, and we didn't really want to be the ones testing it. It was too big a risk.
Mm-hmm. So who do you foresee renting these apartments? Can you describe what they'll be like, what life might be like at the new Midtown Tower as a residence?
Well, I certainly expect there will not be a lot of large families there. We'll be going after young professionals and probably empty nesters, people that work, live, or appreciate downtown living.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what the going rate would be for these apartments yet? Is it too early in the game to know that?
It's still pretty early. We are still designing the apartments and figuring out what amenities are going to be into the building and the construction materials and so forth. But we do know that our project will be a very competitively priced a value play, and there will be a lot of amenities in the building.
And as for the commercial office space of the Midtown Tower project, Mr. Glazer, do you have interested parties already?
We have several interested parties, and I think one large company is basically committed to moving there. But no, we do not have a lot of leases signed, but we do have a lot of activity.
Mm-hmm. What do you think this development will do for the entire core of downtown and that Midtown area? Do you envision something completely different in that whole area than what we're looking at today?
No, I think you'll see that the area that I call the high-rise district, which is that little intersection of Broad and Clinton in the immediate area, I think the buildings will become more stabilized. There'll be a lot more life that will draw other people. It'll draw other business opportunities for developers, and hopefully we'll snag a couple large office users to come into downtown Rochester, either from out of the area or actually from the area that are in the suburbs right now.
What do you think has been the key to success? And you, as we mentioned earlier, you certainly have had success with the former Genesee Hospital building, with Buckingham Commons redeveloping those areas. What's been the key to being able to envision the success of those projects, that they would work?
Most of these projects, if you want to call them successful, have tenants in there because we offer good value. We are not people who go to the high end of the market, but we like to offer good value is really what it amounts to. Clean properties, well-maintained, good service, typical of any business
Will you need to seek city council approval for your current plan for Midtown?
I don't know. I think city council will be very involved in what we're doing. We've met with the mayor. We have met numerous times with the economic development people at the city and told them our vision and talked about why we're making changes. And so this has been a partnership process all along.
How confident are you that you can secure the necessary funding to bring this about?
We're reasonably confident. I mean, if our development plan looks good, if our economic proposal looks good, we're reasonably confident we will be able to put the financing package together.
And where do you see that funding coming from?
The equity funding, of course, is from Bob Morgan and myself. There is a loan package through the City of Rochester, through various agencies that it works with. And then there's the bank loan portion, which will come from, we think, a local or regional bank.
And can you tell us about your timeline and how this will play out time-wise?
Well, we're working as fast as we can. We're working on design components to it and the various systems that need to be into the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing for the building. And I think within 6 months, our plans would be complete, and we'll be out there pricing work out and getting started as soon as we can.
So people will actually be seeing evidence of this pretty soon?
I would say by the end of 2013, you'll see major changes at the building.
Mm-hmm. And how quickly do you think we will see other changes happening in the neighborhood now that this has been announced and we know it's happening?
I actually think there are a lot of people looking at various buildings in the area for redevelopment opportunities. So I think you'll start seeing activity on a steady basis, actually starting now.
All right. And if people are interested in following along or inquiring about space, when will they eventually be able to do that?
Well, they can do that today. Feel free to call me anytime.
All right. Larry Glazer with Buckingham Properties, the new lead developer of the Midtown Tower Project. Much acclaimed announcement in the city of Rochester yesterday. Sir, we thank you so much for being so generous with your time and joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.